Well, I'm going to confess something about myself. I like trains, and I've got a little model railroad set up in my bedroom because that was the only place it would fit when I moved in there. But anyway, and I've got little crossing signs. It says railroad crossing, and what's the word you're supposed to say when you see a railroad crossing? Stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, and listen. That's kind of like what John was telling his followers about Jesus. Stop, look, and listen. And then when I was in grade school, how many of you in grade school experienced show and tell? Now, I'm too old for that, or else the Detroit public schools didn't believe in show and tell. I don't know, but I never got to do show and tell. But again, what John is doing here is like showing and telling, like, see, here's the Lamb of God. Here he is, the Messiah. How did John know this? We don't know, but he was apparently inspired by the Holy Spirit and saw in Jesus that he was the Messiah. And in other passages, similar passages of John, John says, I'm not worthy to untie his sandals. And to untie somebody's sandals was the work of the lowest servant. And John says, I'm not even worthy to be the lowest servant to untie his sandals. Anyway, so here we have in John the showing of Jesus, the telling that he is the Christ. And John chapter 1 has the beginning of Jesus' work. And and it's interesting because then John baptized Jesus, and that was the beginning of Jesus' ministry. But John says, wait, he was existed before creation. He existed and creation happened through him. He is the living word, the living word of God. He is God's message to us. Very interesting. So here we have John seeing Jesus and saying, look, here is the Lamb of God. Here is the Messiah. Here is the one who will save us. And two of John's disciples followed Jesus. They met with him all day, and they were convinced that indeed he was the Messiah. One of them was Andrew, and Andrew invited his brother Simon Peter. Andrew is an interesting follower of Jesus because he was the inviter. He told all his friends and acquaintances, look, here he is, the Savior of the world. Come, join me, follow him. Anyway, so our work during this interim time is kind of like that. It's a time when we recognize God's power and strength at a time when we feel weak or uncertain about our future. It's a time for us to say, look, God is with us. Look, we will follow him. Look, we can find ways of listening to God's message for us. We can invite others to join us. We can find ways of doing God's work in our world. So we're getting ready for a new future, but that future is unknown. So how do you prepare for the unknown? That's the challenge. And for us, it means trusting God to lead us in whatever direction God has for us, and learning and discovering as we talk and work with one another, what will that future be like? There's an African American spiritual. I don't know the tune, but the words are wonderful. Oh, you gotta get a glory in the work you do, a hallelujah chorus in the heart of you. paint or tell a story, sing or shovel coal, but you gotta get a glory or the job lacks soul. This is Martin Luther King weekend. And as John the Baptist pointed to Jesus, Martin Luther King pointed to God's light of justice and peace. He had a dream, a vision for our country, a vision where all people are treated with dignity, where all people have the opportunity to develop and use their God-given abilities. He had a dream that all barriers of race would disappear. And he proclaimed this vision and worked to make it a reality. But leaders like John the Baptist or Martin Luther King Jr. are not the only ones who can point to the light. We can too. God calls us to be like John the Baptist and say, I've experienced God in my life. I've experienced Jesus Christ as the one who leads my life. I've experienced the joy of seeking to follow him, and I want to share that joy with you. What a wonderful opportunity we have. But we often feel inadequate for the task. In Isaiah 49, Isaiah says, I have worked, but how hopeless it is. I have used up my strength, but I've accomplished nothing. And Isaiah gets this fascinating answer from God. Oh, I have a greater task for you, my servant. What? I've tried to follow you faithfully, and I've been frustrated, and things haven't worked out, and it seems like I'm just wasting my time. And God says, oh, but I've got an even greater job for you to do. Holy cow. When we feel inadequate or feel like, you know, we don't know what to do to share our faith with others, God says, hold on, I've got a greater job for you to do. I want you to be the light. I want you to be a witness to the light. I want you to be a light to the nations, God says to Isaiah. I don't want you just to talk to, you know, the people of Israel. I want you to be a light to the nations, and I want you to help the people of Israel become a light to the nations. Wow. Wow. So that all the world might be saved. So it's not enough that we should look and listen to God's message. God wants to make us a light to all people of the world. God wants to use us in God's plan to save the world. And we have got this marvelous opportunity in a world filled with hate and violence to proclaim God's love and God's peace. It's a tremendous job, but it's a tremendous opportunity as well. We can be part of God's plan to save the world in whatever way we can. And then we join with Isaiah and say, oh, it's too big. It's too great a task. I don't know where to begin. I'm feeling too small. Feeling too small? Well, here's another joke. Those who consider themselves too small to be effective have never been in bed at night when there's a mosquito in the bedroom. That little mosquito buzzing around is very effective at keeping you awake at night. Yes, we are small, but we can be effective. Yes, we are sometimes scared, but God says, try it anyway. So stop, look, and listen. That's John's message. God is here. God is working among us. God empowers us to be his agents for love and peace in a world that needs it so badly. And show and tell, our job is to point people to God's love. And even when we feel small, inadequate, or like we're failures, God can work through us. And we might be amazed at the results. Amen.